Is it possible that the Obama administration is not only not the most transparent, but has become the most secretive administration in U.S. history? Consider a new report from the Associated Press that states, quote, more often than ever, the administration censored government files or outright denied access to them last year under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, cited more legal exceptions, it said, justified withholding materials, and refused a record number of times to turn over files quickly that might be especially newsworthy, end quote. So how does the president and his administration get away with this? And why do they say they're doing a good job? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The chief of the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy, which oversees open records law, told the Senate last week that some of the 99 agencies in the past 5 years have released documents in full or in part in more than 90% of cases. She also pointed out that a record number of requests for information were made, more than 700,000 for the first time last year. The Obama administration patting themselves on the back for transparency. But what the Obama administration isn't telling you is that in nearly 250,000 cases, government censored or fully denied access to information. That was 36% of the time. In almost another 200,000 cases, the government said it couldn't find records, a person refused to pay for copies, or the government determined the request to be unreasonable or improper. What's more, when government did provide information, sometimes the government censored only a few words, like an employee's phone number. But other times, it completely marked out nearly every paragraph on pages. Look, the reality is this. Government is not responsive to journalists or the public. But in reality, that's not just an Obama problem. That's a problem with bureaucratic view. A bureaucratic view that for too long has been bred in America, regardless of which party, Republicans or Democrats, is in power.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And during the break, we kind of sorted out this story about the channel being shut down in Texas. It turns out it was not in Corpus Christi. It was in Galveston, and it did involve a barge that really caused a huge mess, and the environmentalists are screaming. But apparently they've managed to clear the channel to the part to the point where they're actually having ships start to move again, so that crisis is pretty much over. Getting back to Fukushima, you probably remember last week the so-called purification system or decontamination system that TEPCO built on the site at Fukushima to clean up the water that was being used to cool the reactors, because they have to keep pouring water in there to try and, because otherwise the decay process of the spent fuel rods will heat up to the point where they spontaneously burst into flame and you'll have radioactive smoke all over the place. So they're having to keep cooling those rods. They can't get at all of them. They can't get at the cores of the reactor. All they can do is pour the water in there, and as the water comes back out, they try and decontaminate of the radiation. And again, as we were saying, there's 300 to 400 tons of radioactive water that's getting dumped into the Pacific because they can't deal with the volume of water. But they do have this decontamination plant. They have the media saying, oh, see, we're cleaning up the mess, we're dealing with the problem. It was shut down most of last week from a problem with one of the three filter elements. They got it back running over the weekend. They had to shut it down again today. They can't keep the thing running. In fact, its track record of operation since the disaster at Fukushima, it's intermittent at best. And it's all for show. It's all for show. They're cleaning up a few gallons of water here, and meanwhile, tons of radioactive water is going into the ocean. They can't do a thing about it. And you would think that corporations like TEPCO or General Electric or governments of Japan or, for that matter, the United States would realize that if there is the potential for a disaster about which nothing could be done, that you do everything possible to keep that disaster from happening. Now, we know there are some lawsuits being prepared against General Electric for what are admitted by some of their own engineers to be design defects in those reactors. The biggest one I think of course, is the manner of handling the control rods. Now, normally, in reactor design, going all the way back to the earliest nuclear reactor designs at the University of Chicago, the control rods are lowered in from above. If anything goes wrong, you cut that support and the control rods will be dragged into where they need to be by gravity. In fact, during those early trials on the University of Chicago, they had a student up on the top of the reactor pile, pardon me, with an axe. And they were using an ordinary rope to raise and lower the control rods. And if anything went wrong, if a radiation alarm went out, that student's one job was to use the axe to cut the rope and drop the control rods in to damp down the reaction. And he was called the Safety Control Reactor Axeman, from where we get the term scram, or scramming the reactor. That's where that originates. For some bizarre reason, in this particular design of nuclear reactor, General Electric drives the control rods up from underneath on a hydraulic system. which means more pressure-resistant fittings through the containment. And if that hydraulic system were to fail, there's no backup redundant system to slam the control rods back into place. That, to me, is a tremendous design defect. And they're not going to be able to do anything about it. It's like Chernobyl. It's just now part of the landscape. Along with Hanford, they can't clean that up. And now these new leaks from the disposal processing site down near Carlsbad, New Mexico. And they're leaking. They can't do a thing about it. Once it's in the environment, there's really not much of a way to get it back. If you have a small nuclear release in a building or a neighborhood, you can go in, you can basically scrape everything off and go and bury it. But when it's out in the environment and it's blowing on the wind and it's down in the water table, you can't really do much about it. Same thing with fracking. The idea was they'd drill 1,000 feet down, they'd pump this chemical solution down there, they'd crack the rocks to get the natural gas out, and the rock, even though cracked, would somehow contain the fracking fluid. Apparently, nobody in this entire industry understood that if you're putting this toxic fluid down there to crack the rocks, the fluid is going to flow through the cracks and go places you don't want it to go, including the groundwater. And as has become typical of American corporations ever since then, the response to any criticisms or question is to try and silence the people, including using the force of law. There's a very bizarre story coming out of Pennsylvania. Okay, because the local fracking company there was very upset over the 62-year-old anti-fracking activist, Vera Scroggins, in the town of Brackney. And last October, the fracking company, Cabot Oil and Gas, succeeded in getting a court injunction banning Vera Scroggins from any land that Cabot Oil and Gas had a fracking lease on, which turns out to be half of the town she lives in. So she's back in court, and hopefully she's going to find a judge with common sense that's going to say, yeah, this is her town. She has every right to go to the post office and to the supermarket. But, I mean, these are the lengths the fracking companies will go to try and silence critics of what they're doing, and we do need to look at it. We're seeing this surge in minor quakes in all of these areas like Oklahoma that normally don't get quakes, and now they're fracking the place all over, and they're starting to get microquakes. I am very concerned about the fracking that's taking place down in that fault zone down by New Madrid. Now, people in the United States, when they think about major big earthquakes, they think out in California, that's where you have the big quakes. And yes, they have big quakes out there, and I've been through quite a few of them. But if you go back and you look at the history books, the single most powerful earthquake in American history took place in the New Madrid area along the Mississippi River. And it was something estimated at a magnitude 8, was so powerful it actually reversed the flow of the Mississippi River for a time. And when it happened, it was basically wilderness area, and hardly anybody was there to report on it. It's certainly a different story now. If the fracking triggers seismic activity along that New Madrid fault system, we could see the heartland of America laid waste. And again, we know that oil companies and fracking companies are going to act like this. It's the job of the federal government to say, whoa, this is getting dangerous, and we have to look at this, and our government won't do that. By the way, a guy in the chat room was just saying that there's been a lot of fracking around that WIP site in Carlsbad, New Mexico, that may have something to do with these sudden radiation releases. My goodness here. Now, as you're probably aware, I've made a big stink over U.S. government agencies who don't seem to be doing their job. And a good example of that, we've been talking about how the FDA turned a blind eye to toxic chemicals in food. And basically, it's like these U.S. government agencies now think their job is to support the industry rather than taking care of the American people. Now, February, a group of Food and Drug Administration scientists published a study saying that low-level exposure to bisphenol A, BPA, is safe. They had done a study in which they had animals that were fed low amounts of BPA, and they had a control group, and there was no detectable medical difference between the two. Huzzah, huzzah, BPA is okay. Corporate media went wild saying, yeah, you can use BPA, and the manufacturer said, see, we told you so. But apparently, some of the scientists who were working with the FDA on a parallel project and were looking over the shoulders are saying the agency bungled the experiment because both the test animals and the control animals were exposed to BPA, which means there couldn't be a medical difference between them because they were being treated identically. Now, whether this was simply an accident or somebody was trying to guarantee the results of the test, and we've seen that happen before. There was a big stink when the National Cancer Institutes deliberately rigged the tests of hydrazine sulfate to guarantee it would fail.
iPad, mobile Whoops. Device, you can Something. Enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. And by the way, sorry about that little confusion at the end of the last segment. But basically, we have another classic case of a U.S. government agency paid your tax dollars ostensibly to look out for what is best for you, clearly siding with the corporate interests. I've never seen such corruption my entire lifetime in this government. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Tom in New York. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Going back to the discussion you were having about the Fukushima disaster and how the designer of the plant might be at fault here. I found an article about reprocessing of nuclear waste, and there was a story published in the New York Times in May 2009 reported that 90% of the energy in spent nuclear fuel remains available for reprocessing.
Yes.
Yet the development of the nuclear fuel reprocessing was stopped in the 1970s during Carter's administration. And although the ban was lifted again by Reagan, those efforts didn't resume. Now, another reading of other articles, I read that, you know, you can reuse these spent fuel rods until there's no more radioactive waste in them. And so we really don't have to have, it appears to me, we really don't have to have any of this waste around.
Well, that's not entirely true, because what it is the fuel rods are made out of uranium, and they will produce plutonium as they're fissioning, but they're also producing a lot of other highly radioactive isotopes, which are very dangerous, difficult to remove, and they're not really very useful for much of anything. I mean, a tiny fraction of them can be siphoned off for things like medical isotopes and so forth. But it's not like when you take a fuel rod, yes, you can get uranium, fissionable uranium out of it, but you're having to separate it out of these other highly toxic, highly dangerous materials. Now, it was worth doing it when you wanted to get plutonium for bombs, but with a surplus of plutonium already in the stockpiles, the reason they kind of backed off reprocessing the rods is it was costing a lot more money to salvage usable uranium from spent fuel rods than to simply go out and mine fresh uranium and enrich that and put it into the fuel rods. It really came down to a cost situation. As long as they had enough plutonium bomb stuff, it's cheaper to just mine fresh uranium and let the fuel rods pile up. And that, of course, is a very short-sighted way of approaching the problem, because, again, it is those other fission products in the fuel rods that are still decaying. They're very unstable. They're generating all kinds of heat and radioactivity.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, now I understand. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, you got it. Now then, little reminder, I mean, obviously General Electric is not solely at fault for what happened. TEPCO was at fault for not preparing for the worst case quake and tsunami. Remember, there was that story about this other power plant a little further down the coast where the engineer who was working on it literally made a big personal war that he wanted the tsunami wall built up to the highest ever recorded tsunami in that area. And when the big quake and tsunami hit, that was the only power station not destroyed by it. Sadly, he did not get to live to see his vindication. But you should be planning for the worst case, not the middle case, which is what all these other places did. We know that a lot of the safety systems that were supposed to work didn't work correctly. Could have been negligent maintenance, just not taking care of the systems, cost cutting. Could have been Stuxnet. I think TEPCO and Japan and General Electric could get themselves off the hook and liability if they were to start salvaging some of those Siemens industrial controllers that were running those failed emergency systems. And if that non-volatile RAM still has traces of Stuxnet in there, they're off the hook. It's whoever created Stuxnet is to blame for what should have been a controllable event at Fukushima turning into a complete disaster. So, anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Somebody just sent me an article talking about the fact that there is fracking within a mile. In fact, there's 100 fracking wells within a mile of that nuclear storage facility near Carlsbad, New Mexico. Oh, that's insane. That is just insane that they're getting away with this. I'm going to have to put that one up. That is just absolute nonsense. And it's a very short-sighted idea. They're thinking, oh, well, you know, we'll drill down, we'll put down this really toxic chemical, it'll just stay there in this convenient little lump, and it'll never be a problem for anybody anymore. Of course not. If you're cracking the rock, those chemicals you're using are going to leak out through the cracks. And they haven't, especially the methane that you're trying to harvest as natural gas doesn't stay down there. It's bubbling up through the ground. That's why it's showing up in the tap water. Whoever thought up this idea apparently was thinking about it solely in terms of we need natural gas now and to heck with what's going to happen in the future. It's just insane. I'm trying to remember the name of that movie about, I think it was Matt Damon starred in, about this company coming to this little town and trying to get the fracking contracts, and it looks like the environmentalist has lied to them, and then they find out the environmentalist is actually working for the fracking company, and it's all manipulated. I wish I could remember the name of that, because it's a very good movie, and it does illustrate how corporations and government manipulate people. And again, going back to the top of the show, that revelation about the BBC literally manufacturing the story about, first it was a napalm attack, then they repurposed those same assets to claim it was a chemical weapons attack. And it's time for people to really wake up and understand just how much you're lied to by government, by corporations, by the corporate-owned media. There's very little truth in our society. What is that old saying? Truth is the most valuable thing we have, so let us economize it. I think that's an old Mark Twainism here. Speaking of truth being hard to come by, Monsanto has made a big deal of trying to claim that their genetically modified seeds are substantially identical to natural seeds. Well, there's another reason to doubt that, because apparently if you look at the package the seeds come in, there is a warning not to eat the seeds or use them as food, seed oil, or animal feed, because they are poisonous. It's just, my goodness here. Alrighty, there has been a minor victory over this issue of copyright enforcement. As you're probably aware, there are a class of subhuman creature called copyright trolls who will set up websites where you can download a free movie or a free porn or a free whatever, and the instant you do, they come in and they sue you for buku bucks because they've been tracking your IP address. Well, more and more we are seeing courts come to the conclusion that an IP address in and of itself does not actually constitute proof of identity, because it's too easy for people to hijack other people's routers for nefarious purposes, or to be working through something like Tor, where the IP that's accessing the website is certainly not the IP of the guy who's actually initiating the download. And so there's been another ruling. This is down in the Florida District Court. Judge Ursula Ungaro has basically said having an IP does not prove the person is guilty of downloading your copyrighted content. So that's a little bit of a victory, especially for those of you who generously allow other people to hop onto your Wi-Fi routers. We have to take a break for commercials. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got a couple of callers on the line. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and thank you very much for taking my call. You were talking about fracking in the last section there, or segment.
Yes.
You know, the fracking's been going on for a long time, but the difference is they used to use water to pump down into these wells. Today, well, since the 80s, actually, they've been pumping in hazardous materials, you know, to get away from EPA standards and big prices for getting rid of it the correct way. And that, I think, is what's causing the problems with our aquifers and everything.
Well, it's also the scale. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Ignoring the fact that this practice can trigger earthquakes, if you're going to fracture the rocks, fracture them with water. But essentially, the oil companies have just decided to go out and do what's best for them. And like I said, we had on the show a former worker of the fracking companies who said much of that highly toxic chemical cocktail they're pouring down those wells is industrial waste that they are paid to get rid of. And it's coming back up through the wells, it's coming back up through the strata, and it's winding up in the tap water. It is an environmental disaster that nobody wants to talk about, but we're all supposed to be worried about our carbon dioxide. You know, oh my goodness, you know, global warming, you gotta pay a carbon tax. What about all the crud coming out of the fracking wells? Oh no, that stuff's okay. Pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to the radioactivity coming out of Carlsbad or Hanford, Washington or Fukushima, and pay no attention to the oil and Corexit in the Gulf of Mexico. But your carbon dioxide, that's a problem.
Yeah, I got you. Well, maybe I got that information from your show, from your guest. I know I heard it a while back, maybe five, mm-hmm. 6, 7 months ago. So I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, buddy. Good.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Fracking under the best of circumstances is dangerous. But if you're going to frack, use water, ordinary water. And doesn't even have to be drinking water clean, because as it comes up through the soil, it'll be filtered the way rainwater is filtered on its way to, you know, our existing aquifers. But to put these chemicals down into the ground, where it's going to mix with the water. And mind you, some of these chemicals, we got a list of some of the chemicals used in fracking fluid. Some of them are classed as biological weapons. And they're pumping it down into the ground to come out your tap water. It's just completely insane. All right, we're going to grab another phone call here. Bob in Michigan. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. One thing, it reminds me of fluoride. What do they do with the waste fluoride they put in our drinking water, right?
That's right.
So, same difference. Also, if you look at the fracking map and Agenda 21 UN map, they're exactly the same, where they want to get people off the land, where they're doing their fracking, right?
Well, I think basically the idea is they're fracking in areas that can also be used for agriculture. And I know part of Agenda 21 is to get all the people into the cities and turn the wide open spaces into, you know, corporate owned farms. But again, they're going to be farming on top of these fracking wells.
Right. That's no good. One other quick thing. I was actually in Angola, Africa a week before that plane took off. I actually seen that plane. Mm-hmm. And that plane was stripped down. It had diesel fuel tanks on in it, in where the people we used to sit. And it was used to transfer diesel fuel to the oil fields out in remote Africa.
I'm sorry, what airplane are we talking about here?
The 727 that disappeared in Africa that you talked about.
Ah, okay. All right.
I actually was in Africa a week before that disappeared at the very same airport. I didn't do it, believe me. But
I was beginning to wonder.
Right. They had diesel tanks in, and that's why, you know, everybody was concerned, you know, after 9/11. They figured somebody fell with diesel. But there was a dispute on ownership, and that's why they think it took off. And to this day, there's still one American missing, and he's never shown up again. Now, whether the plane, you know, the plane itself was not in very good shape, but it had good engines in it. And so you might be right.
You know, I remember that there was an ownership dispute on it. Somebody hadn't paid the bill and everything.
Right.
Listen, Bob, we got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. The previous caller, he mentioned about the fracking. And the practice of fracking has changed, too. Until about 20 years ago, it was vertical wells that were being fracked. But now they drill horizontally up to 4 kilometers along the shale gas seam, the gas-carrying seam.
Mm-hmm.
And those is a lot more fracking that's going on. And so it affects even more territory. And basically in the center of the United States, there is mostly shale rock under. It is not stable rock formations, like in Arizona, and so where they got their mm-hmm. granite. And now they have successively more earth tremors and earthquakes in those areas. Because...
Yes.
There is not much stability to the earth crust in those areas there.
No, shale is not a very, very strong rock. It's got a lot of crystal planes in it. It fractures very, very easily, which is, of course, why they want to fracture the rock and get the natural gas. But if that rock is underlying, you know, your town or whatever, we are seeing an increase in these minor seismic events all over places like Oklahoma. And there's definitely a correlation. The oil company's attitude is, oh, no, it's just coincidental. There's absolutely no reason to suspect that fracking would cause increased seismic activity. We already know from 29 Palms that that is absolutely false because many years ago, the Marines at 29 Palms, their camp there, decided to use an old earthquake fault to dispose of some contaminated water. And they were just pumping the water down there, and all of a sudden they get a swarm of minor quakes. And so they stop pumping, and the quakes go away. And it makes sense. You've all seen how a little tiny foot pedal on the bottom of a hydraulic jack can raise or lower the chair in the dentist's office or the beauty supply or you know, the car. And if you've got a little pump and you're pumping fluid down into an earthquake fault that's like miles long, eventually, yes, you can push that fault apart with very little pressure at the source point. That's the way hydraulics work.
Plus with the immense amount of fluids that's been pumped in, down in there, basically they pump in a lubricant.
That's exactly what it is. It's a lubricant. Part of the chemical is there to be a lubricant.
There's another aspect between 5 and 15% of the methane gas that's being released. It escapes into the atmosphere.
Yes.
And it is a question of time. It can be happen right immediately after the fracking that some of it might end up, and fracking fluid might end up in the groundwater, or it might end up 5 or 10 years later.
Yeah, once it's down there, there's no way to get it back, and it's going to be percolating up, you know, for as long as it takes for all of it to finally disperse in the environment. The interesting thing about the methane, 15% of the methane escaping into the atmosphere, is that methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. But
well,
the reason
100 times more potent than carbon dioxide.
Okay, Werner, we're going to let you go here because I'm coming up on a commercial break and I want to make a point here. But have you noticed how the global warming hysterics never talk about methane, even though it is far more potent, because they couldn't blame methane on your personal human activity? They'd have to blame it on the oil companies or deep crust ocean microbes or termites. And, of course, those are life forms that are far too intelligent to listen to Al Gore. They chose carbon dioxide because they could lay the blame for that on you to get you to buy carbon credits, to get you to pay a carbon tax. It is a complete, absolute scam. In fact, I can't find anything in our current American culture that isn't some form of a scam coming from either the government or the corporations or the corporate media. We are at flood stage for lies and bovine excrement here. All right, real quick, we're going to start with OB in Colorado. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break.
Yes, I wanted to let you know, Michael, I'm the guy that called you and told you about the fracking, and I'm the fellow that worked in the oil industry for 15 years. And what happened is, you know, when they first started doing it, is they weren't using the toxic chemicals, but they found a way, you know, they started doing it to crack the rock better, but they found out they could make a lot of money by, you know, dumping these chemicals that these other companies didn't want to have to go through the EPA regulations with. And I witnessed this, and sometime I'd like to tell you the company that I saw doing this, but I'd have to tell you off the air.
Okay.
But, you know, when you work out there at the wellhead and you see them pumping these chemicals down, and the pumps they use out there have a tremendous amount of pressure in them, they can empty an entire tanker truck in 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. Obi, we have to take a break for commercials. Don't go away. I'm going to come back and let you wrap up on this.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy, and Brayno. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Michael Billy open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy, and Brayno.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Obie in Colorado about fracking. And during the break, I was looking to see if I could locate another list of the chemicals that are in the fracking fluid. But apparently, the fracking companies have now taken the position that this is a trade secret. So they're pumping these chemicals down into the groundwater you are drinking, and now they're saying, we can't tell you what's in there. It's a trade secret. It would harm our business for the secret recipe of our fracking fluid to get out. But again, as Obie points out, a lot of it is just industrial waste that the oil companies are paid to get rid of. Even though it doesn't actually help the fracking, they just figure we'll pump it down there, we make a bunch of money, and we all go home rich on our bonuses. Obie, you had another comment.
Well, my comment is this, is the people that are doing this, you know, their children have to grow up and live on this earth as well. And they are worried about the quick buck, but they don't stop to think about what they're leaving behind for their children and grandchildren.
Oh, well, the CEO of Enron, or is it Exxon, he was all a big fan of fracking until they found out it was going to hit his neighborhood. Now he's on the lawsuit to try and block it. Well, they want the fracking everywhere else, not in my neighborhood. I've got a brand new, I don't want my property value destroyed by flaming methane coming out of the sink taps. There was that documentary about fracking where they had this one couple that had spent a fortune building this beautiful, beautiful home for themselves, and now they can't even live in it. Because every time they turn on a tap, there's this toxic gas comes flying out. It's all, you know, they're afraid of the house blowing up because of all the methane that's accumulating in it. I remember when I was younger, everyone was always worried about radon gas accumulating in your basement. And now it's methane, which is explosive. And it's just, it's destroying property values across the country.
Well, and it's also making a lot of people sick. There's a lot of ranchers and farmers here in Colorado who have had water wells on their properties for 100 years and never had a problem. And then the fracking moves in, and all of a sudden they can't use their own water. They can't feed their livestock with it. They can't drink it themselves, and they're having to sell out, you know, family farms and ranches that they've had in their family since, you know, the 1800s.
And they're selling them on pennies on the dollar, and, you know, the large corporations are coming in saying, yee-haw, it's a windfall profit here. I'll give you something else we need to be paying attention to. You've probably been hearing in the news over and over again about how there's a sudden fish die-off in this lake or this pond or this stream, and the experts are saying, oh, the water was oxygen depleted, and that's really all it was. And in a way, they're technically correct, but they're not telling you the whole story, because this methane that's bubbling up from the fracking, it's not just getting in the tap water, it's coming out of the ground. And when methane is bubbling up underneath ponds and lakes and rivers, okay, it is going to decompose. It's going to take, when it encounters the free oxygen in the water, the methane will decompose into carbon dioxide and more water. And the carbon dioxide will bubble away from the top of the pond or the lake, and the water from the methane will just blend with the water that was already there, so there's no trace left of it, except the oxygen is now gone and the fish will all die. That's another effect that appears to be following the fracking.
Well, I agree with you, and like I said, sometime when I get a chance, I'll tell you off the air the company that I saw doing this. I don't want to say it on air, but other than that, I think that's all the points I have to make.
All right, well, Obi, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. We're coming up on the end of the program here. Oh, my goodness. Now, yesterday we were talking about a petition that has been put up at the White House petition site for Alaska to succeed and go back to being part of Russia, which it was originally before Seward's purchase. And right now, the number of signatures on this petition is at 24,466. It's about a quarter of the way it needs to go. Now, we already know from other petitions that it doesn't matter if the number, the 100,000 barrier is crossed. The White House doesn't pay any attention to these petitions. They just set it up as a whipping boy or a whipping post for Americans to come in and scream their displeasure at and leave the president otherwise alone here. But it is symbolic about the level of discontent in this country here. Over at washingtonsblog.com, they have a very interesting article. How much is NSA spying costing in lost productivity? Our economy is already fragile. We can't take any more hits on our ability to make products to sell to other countries to try and correct the trade imbalance. Now, this NSA spying is costing the U.S. tech industry tens of billions of dollars. It's undermined trust in U.S. companies. Foreign buyers, even Americans, are dropping their agreements with domestic IT suppliers, and they're going to foreign providers. This is harming our economy. The other part of it is, and we've talked about it, all of these back doors the NSA has built into our routers and our computers and our electronic devices, it wrecks the functionality of our systems. It's opened the door to cyber criminals coming in. We're having to take time away from productive, profit-making work to deal with the cyber criminals. We're having to spend money and install computer security, which further limits the functionality of our computers. Our computers are costing more and more money. They're producing less and less work, all in the name of national security. And remember, all of this NSA spying on you cannot and will not find real criminals and real terrorists. because we demonstrated with our NSA challenges, it is trivial to invent a new method of encryption, code it yourself with a little bit of C code, and secure your traffic against the NSA. They couldn't break any one of our five challenges, and I know they were trying, because the encrypted targets were downloaded by a lot of people. So they were trying. And so it's costing our nation, over and above the fact that we were all forced to pay for this in the first place. We've been forced to give our money to the NSA, who has turned around and taken a hammer to our computer systems and our productivity. Leave us alone. Let us try and get some work done to try and revive the economy. It's bad enough you're watching us, but to literally open the gates for the cyber criminals to come in and steal our credit card number and our medical information and the rest of it, whose side are you on? You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, not just for violating the Constitution, but for leaving us wide open to all the computer criminals who are out there. I thought you were supposed to be on the side of law and order and justice and security, and instead you've made us far less secure. NSA is the biggest threat to our cybersecurity in our entire nation right now. It's just absolutely, absolutely insane. All righty, well, apparently Dianne Feinstein, who's flipping back and forth on whether NSA spying is good or bad, she now says she has enough votes in the Senate to pass what she is laughingly calling the Journalist Shield Law. It is a misnomer, because what this law actually does is say that First Amendment protections to reporters only apply to reporters working for news corporations. In other words, if you're an independent journalist like I am, and the judge comes in and says, you've got to reveal your source, and I refuse, they can throw me in jail now. And apparently it's up to a judge to decide who is covered by the First Amendment and who is not. And apparently in her speeches on this, Feinstein specifically singles out individual entrepreneurs who start news websites. She goes after WikiLeaks. They don't like the fact that we're calling the world's attention to their lies and fraud and deception. They're trying to figure out some way they can shut us down. They don't like whistleblowers. That's what this is all about, so they can find and punish people telling the government secrets to the independent media. It's not a shield law. It's a baseball bat law. They want to be able to come in and legally trash anybody who is trying to report on the government's crimes to the people of the world. And let's see. Anyway, alrighty, so let's see. We got that one there. More propaganda. The world is mobilizing for war in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. And a member of the European Parliament is saying Europe should recognize Crimea's secession. Maybe they're just saying it's time to accept the inevitable. There's no way they're going to go to war to try and take Crimea back. I hope not. That would be an incredibly stupid thing to do. Another story out of Philadelphia, narcotics officers falsifying evidence to railroad somebody into prison. Now Canada is saying that the illness the man has is similar, closely resembles Ebola, but trust us, it's not Ebola. I'm less and less encouraged about that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, aloha, America.